Down to Business, sponsored by Flowgas. On the grid, off the grid. Flowgas is Ireland's only supplier of LPG and natural gas, wherever you are.
Speaking of engineering, it's summertime, and a lot of you are probably looking forward to jetting off to some far-flung destination for your holidays. By necessity, these sort of holidays normally require the sacrifice of a long-haul flight, but wouldn't it be nice not to have to spend hours and hours in transit? Well, our next guests are trying to make that fantasy a reality. They are Nick and Joanna Garzilli. They're the co-founders of Hyper Chariot, which is claimed will be able to take you from New York to Beijing in just under 2 hours, or Edinburgh to Newcastle, or Edinburgh to London even, in 8 minutes. You're very welcome to the programme, folks. Nick and Joanna, how are you both?
Doing well, thank you. Wonderful to be with you today.
Great to be here.
Now, thanks for coming and talking to us, but what about this Hyper Chariot? Can you just explain to me briefly how this is going to work?
Yeah, so think of it like a car motorway network, but with evacuated tubes. And your car-sized vehicle, so it's personalized. You travel alone or the people that you want to go with. It enters through an airlock into this network, and then it's accelerated with electric linear motors, just like you find at amusement parks today, until it merges up to the design speed of the system, and it merges into the flow of traffic. And if you want to get off and go to the bathroom or you want to take a stop, you tell the computer and you go off. But yeah, it's point to point. It's revolutionary. So it's a super ultra lightweight capsule. It weighs only 400 pounds.
But right.
Yeah.
So this sounds like sort of H.G. Wells stuff. Or that have we got the technology today to actually implement this?
Yeah, definitely. And almost everything is off the shelf as we speak. The high powered vacuum pumps, the ultra-high-performance concrete, the electric linear motors, the superconductor maglev. So all this just needs to be assembled, and that's what we're doing. We're taking those first steps, and we're planning on opening up a demonstration in 2021 at 400 miles an hour. It's going to be a ride. We're going to turn it into a ride, and we're going to pull a profit. So it's called the Velocitator.
Right, so it's a roller coaster ride, basically from London to Beijing, or from Edinburgh to London. Even you just get on it, and traveling at that speed of 4,000 miles per hour, is what's the sensation of traveling at that speed?
You have to realize we only feel the difference in speed. So when you accelerate on an airplane, just to give you an idea of G-forces, when you accelerate an airplane, it's about 0.6 G of acceleration on takeoff. A top-of-the-line Ferrari or a Porsche Turbo S or that new Tesla 100D in ludicrous mode, that's 1.4 Gs of acceleration. That starts off quick off the line. So we never go above 1 G of acceleration, and we ease into that for the first 2 seconds. So to get up to 4,000 miles per hour, though, that's 3 minutes of acceleration. It takes almost 100 miles to get up to that speed. But to get up to 400 miles an hour, it takes about 18 seconds.
Right. So what this isn't then is it's not based on the pneumatic tube with air pressure that we used to see money moving around supermarkets and that kind of thing in it. That's not the technology. Sure it isn't.
No, that isn't the technology. Although the inventor, when he was a boy, he saw the pneumatic tubes being used, and he thought, oh, what would it be like to ride in one of those? No, that's tube transport, but that's like entering a capsule into a river of air, and it uses the difference in air pressure. This is more like those space movies, like The Martian, where you have to go through airlocks. So we get rid of all the air in the tubes, not all the air, but 99.999% of the air. So the sound barrier is no longer a barrier.
Right. So the roadblocks here, my guests are Nick and Joanna Garzilli. They're the co-founders of the Hyper Chariot, an amazing invention, it seems. The roadblocks here would be technical, not economical, or economical rather than technical, should I say?
I think that the thing is that, like you said at the beginning, it seems like a fantasy. And so that is where the resistance may have been. But now we're reaching such a point of breakthrough. Part of the reason why we haven't had this technology developed so far is because we didn't have the digital age at the point that it is, and that is required for a number of the things that we would do. For example, the maglev switching to be able to go, think of it like on and off different motorway lanes.
Yeah.
But know, we're at a point now where, you know, we're absolutely going to be ready to build this. The other thing that we're doing besides the 400 mile per hour attraction is in Christmas 2018, we're going to be opening a 4,000 mile per hour virtual reality experience. So that will really help us, well, it'll really help our customers, the people who are going to ride this transport, to be able to go, okay, I can imagine this now and see that. I mean, if we think back to the horse and carriage, right, and that time period when a car first came along, it seemed unimaginable, right? When we moved towards space travel, that seemed unimaginable as well. So this fifth mode of transport, it's just the next step. And of course,
okay,
when he was introduced, it seems impossible.
And can I ask, you've invested about $1 million of your own money into this project. Your company has had meetings with Elon Musk again, and we know him from Tesla and space travel and all the stuff that he's doing. What was his reaction to this, to this idea?
Yeah, you know, I got involved with this in 2011. And I quickly worked my way up to the top of the consortium, and that's when I first heard about Elon Musk. And I told everyone, I said, we need to get in touch with that guy. It was a full court press. And then some other things that I did got us to the top of the news in March 2012. First time Elon mentions Hyperloop is July 2012. And then a year passed, and he announced that he was going to release Hyperloop. And he called us. He called the inventor of ET3. That's what we're in. HyperChariot is part of the ET3 consortium. And I went and had a two-hour meeting with Elon, and we discussed high-speed rail and the shortcomings of that. He told us what Hyperloop was, and he said he was pulling for us. He said, you know, I'd like to invest, but I just can't lead the way. His plate is quite full. But he's a very, very smart man, and as you can see, he started something called the Boring Company, which in essence is technology. Anything that needs to be in a tube, he's improving tunneling technology. So we want to be Elon's best customer. But again, he's a busy man, but at some point, I would like to reconnect with him.
Okay, well, listen, it sounds like a fascinating project. We'll watch this space, and good luck to you both. Nick and Joanna Garzilli, they're co-founders of the HyperChariot. Thanks very much for joining me.
Down to Business, sponsored by Flowgas. On the grid, off the grid. Flowgas is Ireland's only supplier of LPG and natural gas, wherever you are.